Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot to get into here on the show today. Last night was SmackDown, the SmackDown Fallout show for Hell in a Cell. What do you think of the show? Lots to talk about on that show, including the breakup of Rusev Day. They are done! Whatever they do with Becky Lynch. Although I don't care, I'm over that. We got Raw ratings from Monday. We talked about this on the show yesterday. We did not have the ratings yesterday, but we had the show format, basically, which, of course, included Baron Corbin in the first segment of a three-hour show being announced as fighting for the world title in the main event of Raw. How did that do? We'll talk about it after the break. PW Insider reporting today, Rey Mysterio has signed a two-year deal with WWE and should be debuting imminently. We can talk about that. As well as Mahabali Shira, reportedly gone from WWE. An update on Matt Hardy's house. Matt Hardy thanked everybody who has checked in on his family after Hurricane Florence. He said, "To everyone who has checked in on us, my family is safe following the hurricane. The Hardy compound badly flooded. We're nonstop working to dry out and salvage what we can. Thank you for checking on us and asking about our safety and the condition of our property. We appreciate it." And Scott Dawson also tweeted about his family's home, which has been affected by Hurricane Florence. We also have Total Divas premiering tonight. Season 8. We're already on Season 8 of Total Divas. A lot of stuff happening on this show. Nicole Bree, Trinity Page, Natty Nye, and Lana take over New Orleans for an epic WrestleMania with a historic number of women's matches. Nia prepares for the match of her lifetime, and Paige takes the women on a wild tour of New Orleans. Paige takes the women on a wild tour of New Orleans. We can talk about that and so much more. Plus, in the final segment of the show here today, Tessa Blanchard is going to be joining us to talk WOW, All In, Impact, and so much more. It's a packed show. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Protect your engine from sludge and wear, plus earn double points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And I've got an echo here, so hopefully we can get that remedied here pretty soon. Back in the show, got a lot to get into here today. Mike Sempervivi joining us, and a lot of news. I want to start with the report by PW Insider that Rey Mysterio has signed a two-year deal with WWE. Not unexpected. We've been talking about it for months now, actually, that Ray was on his way back to WWE. They didn't want him to do All In, but he wanted to do All In. He wasn't under contract, so he proceeded to do the All In show. And the rest is history. Now he's on his way back to WWE. He's in great shape. He's seems to be doing very well. Knees don't seem to be bothering him. He appeared at the Royal Rumble. He didn't even have a knee brace on. He looked great at All In. Saw him backstage at the show, moving around great. So hopefully this will be a good thing for Ray. 2 more years in WWE. I cannot help but recall that his last run in WWE, he was desperately trying to get out, and they wouldn't let him out. And it was a source of much conflict between the two sides. And they finally let him go. And now here he is back. Funny how things work in wrestling, but Rey Mysterio should be re-debuting at any time. And hey, a lot of big shows coming up. Saudi Arabia. What fortuitous timing for that one. Australia and more. So probably a return of Rey Mysterio here very soon. Any comments, Mike?
We're going to have a 27-hour WrestleMania next year, aren't we?
Nope. Six.
How many guys are going to appear on it, you think?
I don't know. There were a lot on it this year.
They could have a Royal Rumble tournament at this point with as many people as going to have. Like, you know, just have like every week have a 30-man Royal Rumble to lead into whatever the February pay-per-view is. It's going to be over the top. And really, it's a matter of dates, I think, when it comes to Rey Mysterio Jr. and his body holding up and all that sort of stuff. I can't see him being on the road whatever, however many days a year, every single house show he's going to be on. I doubt that. And that's where I guess this can be an advantage for, I guess, to be able to bring guys in and you know, place them in and out. The guys, not like Shawn Michaels or The Undertaker, but guys like Rey Mysterio who can appear on, you know, I'm mostly on a regular basis, being able to kind of like take these guys in and out and spike things, if they do it correctly, could be something that works. It's just, there's probably going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset that they're not going to get Rey Mysterio and Almas on, you know, on SmackDown every single night or something like that. But I can't see him doing that. He's just going to be on a different level than most other guys. And using him sparingly in and out is probably going to be the best way you can do it.
So Monday night was Raw, and they opened up the show, and they announced, literally in the opening segment, that the main event of Monday Night Raw was going to be Baron Corbin fighting for the title against Roman Reigns. And I guess the idea is, well, the Universal title is never defended on Raw, and the Universal title is the world title. It's got to draw some numbers. But the reality is, it's Baron Corbin in the main event of Raw. I expected it to die, and sure enough, it died. Raw did its lowest number since June on Monday. 2.66 million viewers on average, which was down 3% from the prior week. Normally, Raw would get a bump coming off a pay-per-view, but it was the Seahawks versus the Chicago Bears, and it was also Baron Corbin in the main event.
And listen, to Khalil Mack.
Listen, you can talk about the football game doing 11.7 million viewers, and you could talk about the Emmys doing 10.2 million viewers, okay? That's fine. However, first hour of Raw did 2.8 million viewers. Mm-hmm. The second hour of Raw did 2.8 million viewers. Mm-hmm. The third hour of Raw with Baron Corbin, 2.4 million viewers. So that ain't football. That ain't the Emmys. That's Baron Corbin in the main event of Raw. I'm sure they're flabbergasted that the Universal title did not draw. I've seen a bunch of people on Twitter yesterday who decided that this was a fabulous opportunity to take it out on Roman Reigns. Oh, proof Roman Reigns can't draw. He shouldn't be the champion. I realize a lot of you don't like Roman Reigns, but let's get with the program here. Baron Corbin in the main event caused this show to die in the third hour. That's it. This ain't Roman Reigns. Could have had Steve Austin out there. Baron Corbin in the main event is going to die a death. Not only that, they're sitting there throughout the entire show telling us that we're supposed to believe that Baron Corbin might win the Universal title from Roman Reigns. This is ridiculous. And then Roman on TV blows that off. Are you kidding me? He says. And he was right.
He's right. I mean, maybe they took for granted that they just thought the fans would believe, okay, well, Baron Corbin's in the main event of Raw. People are going to think Braun's coming out or something is going to happen, and that's how people are going to stick around. Maybe they thought that and didn't say it. I have no idea. I don't know what they were thinking other than it was just a way to fill a week, and they like Baron Corbin, and he's big, and he can talk, and they just basically needed to fill a week, I guess, because, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Versus,
I don't want to get him angry at me the way he's probably going to be at you.
Who cares? What do I care if Baron Corbin's mad at me?
He's the opposite of Marco Stunt, size-wise.
Hamish here says, 2.4 in the third hour, really, Brian? Maybe now they will stop Corbin from wrestling. I like him when he talks. Let's keep it that way. Well, they're not going to do that. They had their opportunity to do that when they made him the general manager. And they have this idea. I guess the idea is, like, fans are stupid. maybe there's another idea, but, like, so their idea is, well, we made him the GM, and we're giving him a lot of TV time. Therefore, he's going to draw. Like, how stupid do they think the fans are? It's still Baron Corbin. He's out there in a suit. He has boring matches. I mean, he had a horribly boring match on Monday, and then they followed it up with a second match with Baron Corbin. I mean, it's not like you can make him not Baron Corbin. There's a lot of work to do to make him draw in the third hour after promoting it for 3 hours. Having him be the GM for a few weeks ain't going to do it.
I want to make chicken salad out of this somehow.
Good luck. I'd like to see it.
Has there ever been a wrestler that's wrestled in a suit that's been successful at it?
Kane.
The Big Boss Man, yeah. Because I'm thinking, who else? Mr. Hughes, I guess, has at least had a persona that way.
The Wall.
Remember they tried that with Ric Flair for a while when he was teaming up with Lex Luger on Nitro?
Yeah, it just doesn't normally work.
Yeah, that didn't work right there.
Person says, why do they call the show Total Divas if they are pushing a women's revolution? Well, it's an E! Show, and it was called Total Divas at the beginning, and it's been very, very successful. And so they want... I mean, why would you change the name to, like, Total Female Wrestlers? That's going to die. It's Total Divas. Paige
Total
running amok.
Sports entertainers.
Paige running amok in New Orleans. New Orleans is the... That's tonight's show if you want to check it out.
Lana and Rusev, topless on the beach.
We have the mixed match challenge results from last night. Ember Moon, Braun Strowman beat Natalya and Kevin Owens. Charlotte and AJ beat Naomi and Jimmy Uso. None of this means that much because it's no longer a single elimination tournament. It's a round robin. Which, can you imagine a round robin tournament in WWE where all they do is 50-50 booking? Like, at the end, everybody's going to win. It's going to be an all-way tie.
That's what Dave complains about the G1.
Imagine this one. Next week, we've got Bobby Lashley and Sasha versus Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox. What a team.
Is there going to be front page coverage of this?
There already is right now.
Is there?
And we've got Asuka and The Miz versus Carmella and R-Truth, which is the finals, I believe. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not the finals of the last one. But Asuka and Miz did win the last time, so that is that.
I don't want to insult anybody. I don't think that's going to get a whole lot of clicks on the site. It's going to be like the big audio nightmare of, like, you know.
What do you mean insult views? Anybody? By burying the fact that there's coverage of this on the front page?
Well, no. I just,
it's a big tournament, dude.
Round robin, yeah, obviously.
It's the WWE version of the G1. Yeah, they should call it the G1, the Gender 1. It's the Mixed Match Challenge.
Ooh, the IG1.
Yeah. Back in a moment with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Chris Aiken here says, come on, Mike, give me some credit. I got you covered on Mixed Match Challenge.
Yes, he does.
Chris does an excellent job. I am very appreciative of you, Chris. I apologize for Mike.
Mixed Match Challenge. Oh, shut up. The Mixed Match Challenge, but he does lots of different things. Do you know any of the other stuff he's written for the site?
Of course I do. Is it true, this person says, that Road Dogg is doing some Raw booking now? I don't know. Is that like an internet rumor because something on Raw was dumb and so everybody has to blame the Road Dogg?
You tore up SmackDown last night, so all of a sudden somebody's putting it out there that like somebody's floating it out there that now he's on Raw. So now he's actually the one doing that. I'm going to start that rumor.
I didn't tear down SmackDown last night. I thought SmackDown was pretty good last night.
No, just what you were saying yesterday about the show and some of the dumb stories that are on that show. And
yeah,
how they're portrayed,
it sucks so. Compared to Raw.
There you go.
So like, I know this makes people mad, but like, it is so much more nonsensical on SmackDown than on Raw.
Well, there you go. That's why he's floating it out there that he's now actually on Raw doing stuff. So don't look over here.
I have no idea why they would think that. Yeah, last night there was a lot of good wrestling on the show. We had Nakamura Rusev. We had Andrade Cien Almas and AJ Styles.
Again.
We had the ceremony at the end, which I'm not even going to talk about Becky. Like, you guys can talk about that. I'm done.
The woman in black?
But, you know, I got to say this here. I know that I'm like, I have the reputation, obviously, because I have a radio show of the guy that complains about everything. But, I'm going to complain about this here real quick. So, last night they do Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev for the U.S. title. And for like 2 months, they were building up a breakup between Rusev and Aiden English. And then, all of a sudden, like, first Aiden keeps screwing things up. He screws up this, he screws up this, he screws up this, he screws up this. Finally, he does one thing right, and like, they're all back together again. And I have people defending it like, that's a great story! That's a terrible story. It makes Rusev and Lana come off as just like terrible people. Like, they hate this guy because he screws up all the time. He does one thing right, and all of a sudden they're his best friend. Anyway, so now we go on to, they have their tag team deal or whatever, and they lose, and all of a sudden they're teasing the breakup again. So now they go to SmackDown. It's Nakamura versus Rusev for the U.S. title. Now, granted, you never know how a crowd's going to react. You never know if you're going to have a hot crowd, if you're going to have a dead crowd, if the crowd is going to care, if the crowd's not going to care. Last night, my God, these fans cared. They cared so much about Rusev. They so badly wanted Rusev to win. They're in there having this match. The place is just going crazy for Rusev. And all I could think, you know what I could think, Mike? You know the only thing that I could think of during that match?
What's that, boss?
It's fake.
Uh-huh.
If ever there was a day, call an audible from the back here in this fake sport and say, Rusev going up with the Machka kick. And Rusev hits the kick and he wins the United States title. The place would have come unglued. It would have completely went nuts for that. And you'd have pulled the trigger on Rusev. You would have got the guy as over maybe as he's ever been winning the title there last night. But instead, despite the crowd reactions, despite the crowd so badly wanting this last night, they went with the formula, which, as you know, Mike, is, well, we got to get some heat. So, Rusev has his great match. The place is going crazy. They pulled the trigger. English messes up again. Nakamura rolls up Rusev. He wins the title. And then, of course, Aiden English turns on Rusev. Now, I know someone's going to say, well, you know, Brian, they already shot the stuff backstage where Aiden English, you know, he buried Lana and she caught him and she was going to go tell Rusev they had to do this. No, they didn't, because, again, it's fake. Like, if you got it, this is straight off the top of my head. I didn't even think about this till just right now. Aiden gets in there and he cheerleads Rusev on to victory and Rusev wins the title, and you can very easily tell the story that, you know what, I was really upset about everything. I blew my stack. I apologized. But you know what, Rusev, at the end of the day, I was there for you, and I was there for Lana. And we won this title together. We did it. And they're all friends again, and everything moves on. There's no reason you can't do that, because it's fake. You can tell any damn story you want. And they should have told the story last night that Rusev and Aiden and Lana, they finally did it in that match with Nakamura. But instead, heat. You had to break them up. And now, you know what? Does anybody listening to this right now, does anybody listening to this right now think that Rusev and Lana are going to be a hotter act without Aiden? Or that somehow now Aiden English is going to go on and become a single star in WWE? Does anybody think that right now? Road Dogg, if you're listening, you don't count. Anybody else?
That's it.
Because
that's it
right the reality there. Is, Aiden is not going to be better without them.
They're not strapping a rocket to Aiden after
of
this.
Of course
so
not.
Rusev like has got to overcome some. It makes sense that he had to lose in this title match where everybody was behind him so we could get heat on the newly minted Aiden English. And by the way, what strife does this cause for Rusev? How is this a downgrade for Rusev that this creepy, thin dude who sometimes raps...
That should be
like
a positive for him.
Raps out of Hamilton is now out of his hair. I mean, like, how is that a bad thing? And he always messes up and loses, and he knows he can, like, beat him up, and he's got the girl and all that stuff. And on top of it, Aiden English probably isn't going anywhere, so... Yeah, I don't see how this is really going to pop off and excite the masses, but who knows? What do I know about storytelling, right?
First says, I love how Brian hates the fact that WWE changes their plans all the time. Meanwhile, he's saying they should have called an audible and changed their plans with Rusev winning the belt. Well, first off, I have never said that I hate the fact that they change plans all the time. They're welcome to change their plans however often they want to. But the whole idea should be, if you're telling a story, you go through with it to the end. And you don't change plans in the middle of the story and go a different direction. Yeah, in this case, I was suggesting that. Because in this case, that would be better than the alternative. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If you're telling a good story, and in the middle of it, you just totally change directions. I mean, a great example Raw story a while ago where, like, they announced this 6-man match for the pay-per-view, and then literally on Raw the next week, they just said, yeah, we're not doing this. They had no explanation for it. It was just like, they just changed it. Well, at least, as noted, everybody would have been in a better place if you would have called an audible last night.
Wrong. For one night on TV, that would have happened. The problem with that is, what, are they going to stop telling this horrible story? Now you just flip the title for no reason off Nakamura, who doesn't need to be losing it. It's probably the only thing he's got really going for him character-wise right now, and that's nothing against him. I mean, look, it's just where he's at, period. So you go and you flip the title to Rusev. Now what are you going to do, have Aiden English and Rusev fight over the U.S. title with all of the same things that we just talked about?
Wait. Aiden and Rusev fighting for the title? What are you talking about?
Well, because you're saying now they're gonna call the audible. What,
yeah, they would have called the audible and not broken up.
But sooner or later, they were going to break up.
No,
anyway.
They don't have
so you
to.
Just delay, but they're delaying the inevitable. Yes, they do because
it's fake.
That's the universe, dude.
No, it's fake, Mike. That's my whole point. You don't have to break up Rusev, Aiden English, and Lana. President Trump did not issue a decree saying that these three people must be broken up so that one can flounder and God only knows what's going to happen to him. And the other two are going to lose a very popular part of their act. There's nothing that says you have to do that.
I think you are greatly overestimating Aiden English's worth to that act.
Mike, what's he going to do without this act?
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing. So they shouldn't have broken them up. That's the point.
I didn't know you were backing Aiden English in the race, that we need to have him on and in the mix on SmackDown.
I'm backing all three of them.
Okay.
So now when Rusev and Lana come out, They no longer have Aiden doing their entrance, which was super popular. I mean,
I just think you call the audible for that one night. It doesn't matter. Sooner or later, you're going to get what they're going to do, which is going to be break them up. And I know you're saying
we're
they
in
don't
two different
to.
Universes now. You're thinking one thing. I'm thinking another thing.
I guess so.
I mean, here's the thing. They already stopped their breakup. They were breaking up for like 2 months, and then all of a sudden they were friends again for like a full month. So, no, you don't have to go back to breaking them up. You could just stay the course and have them be a happy babyface trio that everybody loves where now Rusev is the champion. And it's not like Nakamura can't win the title back whenever they want to because it's fake. You could do whatever you want. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Jesus.
This person really disliked the Miz and Daniel Bryan angle from last night. Oh, another great one. The psychopath Daniel Bryan.
Oh, will you stop?
He is!
No, he's not.
He starts running wild on Miz when Maurice is there in the corner. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So what?
I mean, so
get
what?
Out of there, then. I mean, what do you want him to do? He's trying to punch that dude in his face.
I don't even know why he ran out. Like, what? Why did he?
Because he wants to punch him in the face.
He's crazy. He had his opportunity at the pay-per-view.
Oh, for heaven. Look at you, Law and Order Alvarez.
I am Law and Order Alvarez. If you're a babyface, you should be abiding by some form of law.
God, Constable Alvarez.
I'll talk more about this show on the Filthy Four show today. I got a lot to say.
More colorfully, I'm sure.
I will. I'll use a lot of F-words on that show.
Fantastic.
This person here says, speaking of Nakamura, why hasn't he been in a meaningful program as of late? Oh, he hasn't been in a meaningful program. Could have taken that belt off him last night.
Oh, you shut up.
I don't know why he hasn't been in a meaningful program. I'm sure President Trump issued a decree. Do nothing with Nakamura. Their hands are tied. I'll be back in just a moment, everybody, with Mike and with Tessa Blanchard, Wrestling Observer Live.
On national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Tessa Blanchard is joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about. Tessa, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Brian. How are you?
Very good. All right, here's the info, everybody, and then we'll talk to Tessa about it. Women of Wrestling is kicking off again, a weekly show starting this January on Access TV. We got tapings coming up in October. Tessa will be facing Santana Garrett for the championship, and I believe you have also relocated to Long Beach and will be training wrestlers for WOW. Is that basically all of the scoops here?
Well, that's what I've asked for. I've asked David for a championship match against Santana Garrett because I've now claimed the Impact Championship over Impact Wrestling, and my goal in professional wrestling has been to go everywhere and do everything, be the most decorated professional wrestler that I can be. And if that means holding the WOW Championship and the Impact Championship at the same time, well, that's my goal. That's my goal right now.
So you're working for WOW. You're working for Impact. You just worked the All In show in Chicago. I mean, how are you juggling everything?
It's nonstop. It's go, 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 go. But that's the way it has to be. If you want to be on top, it's a constant hustle. It's a constant grind. It's constantly elevating the grind. No days off, 7 days a week, either training or in the gym or just constantly going to better myself as an athlete and as a performer. And I have temporarily relocated to Long Beach to help out at the training facility, And they've got some amazing athletes that are going to be a part of WOW as well.
So when you say temporarily, you're presuming that this is just like a temporary move to help train for a while, and then you plan to relocate, I presume, back to Florida?
I still have my apartment in Orlando, yes.
Oh, man. So tell us a little bit about the training center. Like, is it open to new recruits? Like, if someone's listening right now and they want to be a part of WOW, I mean, is it sort of like a school where you can sign up and start, or have they got like a roster and you're just there to sort of help them, or how's it working?
So we're figuring out the logistics of that right now. In long term, within the coming months, that is the end goal. We would like to have people who are interested in working with WOW come and train with us and hopefully and be a part of WOW and be a part of the tapings and the shows and maybe house shows. And we have a vision for all these things we'd like to see happen. As of right now, all the women that are a part of WOW, we've had casting calls and athletes from all over Los Angeles have come. There's been over 350 girls come and try out. And we've narrowed it down to about 32 women. And they all come to the WOW training school 5 days a week. We have two classes a day from, I believe we get there around noon to about 4 o'clock, and then from 8 o'clock until like 11 o'clock at night. And I tell you what, these girls, I guess going into it, maybe they would have been called like actresses, like we hired actresses, and maybe that's what I thought right away. But after working with them and getting in the ring with them, they're some of the most amazing athletes that WOW's recruited. There's some girls that are specialize in Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu, and there's one girl that owns a gym here in Studio City teaching Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Muay Thai. There's professional athletes from all over the world. There's some girls that are trained in professional wrestling already who have come over to WOW to further hone their skills. There's one girl that's going to do a character on WOW who's specializes in kickboxing. So everyone brings something different to the table, and where they may not have started out in professional wrestling. Now they're finding this love for it and bringing their skills from outside of wrestling into wrestling. And it's bringing a lot of diverse, versatile characters. Like, it's very, very interesting to work with them and kind of inspiring, too, because it's motivating me to get out there and try new things also.
Well, it sounds like the cream has risen to the top when it comes to, like, you know, real wrestlers and athletes, you know, kind of making it to the finish line as you go ahead and get towards the beginnings of the tapings. But what was the initial stage of that like when you got all of the pretenders and the big cattle call of people coming in? What were some of the things that you saw from the initial stages and some of the people that probably had no reason at all to be there except they thought they were going to be on TV? What was that kind of like to see some of those people come through?
I think it looks like a challenge. Right off the bat, it just looks like a challenge because when I'm asked to help train these girls alongside of Bambi, Selena Majors. It's a bunch of girls who maybe aren't familiar with the professional wrestling lifestyle or with professional wrestling training, but they are athletes. They come from different backgrounds of either kickboxing, Muay Thai. And what's cool is like they're real people. You know, some of them are still in college. Some of them own their own business, and they're coming together for this love of wrestling now. And some of them they didn't start out loving wrestling, but through this training, they're falling in love with it. And seeing some of them from day one to where we are now, it's just night and day difference. And it's really inspiring. It's really exciting to be a part of that progression. And I don't want anyone to get confused and think like, oh, these are girls that are actresses that just didn't love wrestling and now they're excited to be on TV, because it's totally not what it is at all. It's these girls who are athletes and who have come in and want the opportunity, want the platform, and they're putting in the work for hours and hours and hours a day. Sometimes we don't even take the weekends off to go to the training school constantly, and they want to get better. They come, we study tape, we get in the ring, we do the drills. We're, you know, it's constantly going for hours and hours and hours. So I don't know. It's really exciting to see the progression.
Let me ask you this question.
It makes me excited for the tapings coming up. Yeah.
Now, as someone who's been wrestling for quite a while, even though you're only 23 years old, If I, for example, were a college-aged female and I wanted to become a wrestler, but I wanted to do what you were doing, I wanted to go all around the country, I wanted to work for a bunch of different promotions, I wanted to work for a bunch of different companies, a bunch of different girls, I got to learn how to work. If you're doing what you're doing with WOW, I mean, if it's a promotion where, you know, you're going to do a set of tapings, and there's going to be some time off, and then you're going to do another set of tapings and some time off. I mean, theoretically, you could train them in sort of a different way where they don't really need to learn how to work like a traditional touring wrestler. I mean, you could literally just teach them to choreograph their matches for the tapings and then choreograph another match for the next set of tapings and so on and so forth. How are you training them, knowing what you know about where WOW is going?
You're right. That would be the easy way out. That would be the easy way to do it. Just choreograph matches and just teach the girls this match, have the time off, and come back and do taping again. That would be the easy way to do it. But we want to do it the right way. We want to teach these girls not to memorize a match. We want to teach them to wrestle, to create, to get their minds rolling. We want to try new things, watch something, and be like, oh, I can do this, but do it a little bit differently. We want to teach them to go and work together and plan a match. And maybe that's a little bit George Southish of me, because and Bambi and I have a very similar mindset, both having a love for George South. We train in the same style, kind of. But one thing I always had to do when I was coming up was I was in the ring 6-7 days a week, training, taking the bumps, because the thing that I struggled with was people thought that I was where I was because of my name. And I never wanted that to be true. I wanted to work extra hard and be able to back it up. That way, when people made those claims, there was no validity to it. And I think a lot of these girls struggle with a lot of the same things, like finding their place. And through WOW, we're kind of like a family now. And when we're at the WOW training school, it's not just like joking around, memorizing matches. It's no, these girls are really learning how to do it. they're learning their craft, they're honing their skills, and they're bringing it to a whole new platform of professional wrestling, and it's super exciting. And then just to have the WOW Training School and have Access TV debut in January, it's everything's kind of coming together, and it's really an exciting thing.
Do you know if there are any plans to tour down the road, or has that not even been discussed yet? It's kind of like, well, let's see how this goes, let's do some TV, and then we'll check on the popularity.
There's been some discussion of it. Nothing's set in stone yet, but there's definitely been some discussion of it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the tapings. They are coming up in early October, and are they traditional, open-to-the-public tapings? Is it sort of like those old WCW shows where they're going to hire a crowd, or is it kind of a combination of both, or how can people go if they're allowed?
Yes, tickets are on sale now. It's going to be October 10th and 11th at the Belasco Theater in downtown L.A. Access TV will be airing it starting in January. All the girls are super excited. Everyone's working so hard. I don't think WOW is going to be in competition with anyone. I think it's offering an alternative to what's already out there, and it's a really exciting and versatile alternative. So I'm really excited just for everyone to see what we're going to put out there. I think it's going to be something really amazing because everyone's working so hard as a team. I think it's going to be really, really something amazing.
Hey, Tessie, you just won the Crash title, I guess, a couple months ago in Mexico. Being relocated to Long Beach now, could you see possibly, you know, working with some of the women in Mexico and bringing them up and featuring them on some of the WOW broadcasts in the future?
You know what? I think anything's possible. As of right now, I'm Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday training with WOW, and then I leave town Saturday and Sunday, go wrestle, and I come back to WOW, and then we train all week again. So tomorrow I actually head to Mexico for Crash this weekend, and some of the Mexican women are absolutely phenomenal athletes, so I could definitely see them making the transition over to WOW, and maybe even the girls learning a few different lucha styles from them, because those girls in Mexico are so versatile. They bring something completely different to the table, as the WOW girls do. They all come from different backgrounds, and they kind of help each other to learn different things from their each individual backgrounds, if that makes sense.
Now, when this first set of tapings takes place in October, I mean, is the plan to have largely girls that you're training, or are there going to be other names from the Indies, from Impact, from wherever?
Say it one more time, sorry.
Who is going to be on the roster for the early October shows? Is it only girls that you're training and a couple of others, or are there going to be a bunch of Indie names and Impact girls coming in?
Oh, I can't tell you guys everything, but I think you guys are going to be really excited and very familiar with quite a few names that are going to be a part of WOW, especially like you guys are going to get to see new faces with the homegrown talent of WOW, the girls that we've brought in and trained from ground zero. But there's definitely going to be some familiar faces. I wish I could tell you. It's very, very exciting, some of the people that we have on board and some of the storylines and whatnot. It's going to be, I wish I could tell you guys more. I'm super excited. But I do want to say, thank you to Impact, because without them, this wouldn't have been possible, because I am contracted with Impact, and so without their cooperation, I wouldn't have been able to come over to WOW. Without that partnership between them, that wouldn't have been possible. So I am very grateful.
Well, whisper it to us. We won't tell.
If we head over to Twitter, @Tess_Blanchard is the Twitter handle. And pretty much everything you need to know about all of this is going to be up there. Impact Wrestling, WOW as well. Anything else you'd like to get out in the last 30 seconds here?
No, just thank you guys for having me on. I'm really excited for what the future holds with WOW. I'm really excited to be on board and be a part of it, helping train the girls. Like, it's all just a huge blessing, and I'm very excited to be a part of it.
All right, you can check it out October 10th and 11th, the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles. Tessa, thanks so much for doing the show today. Best of luck with everything. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Black Label Pro just tweeted out, and I've retweeted it here on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Tickets going very fast for the Black Label Pro show coming up on November 3rd. Myself and Marco Stunt, as well as Gringo Loco and Puma King. The only two matches announced. Tickets are flying, so grab them now if you want front row. You want to be in the splash zone for this one, baby.
Now, as we were going off the air yesterday, you said something. Once again, you're going to be there, correct? And Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be there.
Yes. Obviously, I'm going to be there. I'm wrestling Marco Stunt.
Yeah, and Filthy's there.
Yes.
Right? Who else is going to be there?
Well, you'll have to find out, Mike. You'll have to find out. At B Label Pro on Twitter, matches being announced on a regular basis. This person says, will you be getting any tips from Kenny Omega for wrestling a 9-year-old in your upcoming match? Then I don't need tips from Kenny Omega. I mean, I'll ask.
Well, you already talked about the blow-up doll.
I smash kids on a daily basis. This will be literally nothing new, so fear not. I don't need advice.
Brian Alvarez.
I don't need advice from anybody. I'm not a bully, Mike. I was forced into this.
Oh yeah, you bet you're using stump pullers on little kids right now in training.
We're out of time, everybody. We're out of time. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. More on SmackDown today with Filthy Tom Lawler, plus Miz and Mrs. and the WWE sponsor review today being Subway. I love Subway. So if you're looking for a burial, you may not get it here today. But it's going to be fun one way or the other, so check it out. We'll be back here tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, as always, everybody in the studio, callers and listeners. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.